Rob on the board, will you speak more clearly? I remember mentioning the vault of Shrek the Falcon. He used to start the shiur when it was snowing in Gateshead. He used to say the Chiddush HaRim says, the Beis Hashem Nahalef Beregesh. Beregesh is Ruach Geshem and Shalek. It was very cold, everyone's coming to the Beis Hashem Nahalef, even if it's cold and windy. But I don't know if he understood what it means to come to a shiur when it's pouring hot. Maybe the base of Beregesh is Bechoyim, I don't know how you look at it, but it's absolutely boiling. It's definitely been boiling hot today. They asked him, Chaim Kanevsky, they said that on a very hot day in Bnei Brak, again, in Bnei Brak when it was very hot. And they said, you know, are you learning about smoda? You know, how are you managing this? You know, everyone's running to air conditioning, complaining. He says, have you ever been to a bakery when it's boiling? It's boiling, boiling hot. You go to a shrama place, and it's got this shrama machine behind them. Okay. You go on a real boiling hot day. Okay, so the employees are moaning, but the actual boss is running around as he's staff to town because this is a paranosa. So Chaim Kanevsky says, this is my paranosa, there's no nafkamina whether it's hot or not, unless you get on with it. Let's move on to, we've got shailas of Yemei HaMetzorim, we've got Bishmak HaShailas coming up. We've got over here, again, we always have to be makdim with the Maisa, I think because it's just relevant to us, and I think we've got the same thoughts as well. Two Americans, they were insurance brokers. Right, they're going down the road on Tisha B'Av afternoon, morning, and they hear the morning going on from the shuls. They hear everyone's crying. They try and find out what's going on over here. Right, so they ask a boy what's the story. So he said, look, many hundreds of years ago, there was you know, the temple got burnt down. So, you know, so we were still mourning over it. So one broker says to the other, you know, that's what happens when you don't take out insurance. You know. Many years later, they're still crying. Now the Maisa, although it's a joke, yeah, the Maisa B'Teva were also a bit like that. And for that reason, Zohar Shach, that's exactly why Chazal put us into the mode and geared us up in order to try and feel the Churban HaBayis. It's impossible from one day to the next to say, right, Tisha B'Av on the floor, it's impossible. Unlike a real Misa, a Ptira, there it's a natural, that person gets a shock, and then therefore the highest degree of Avela starts, and then it slowly winds down. After 3 days, seven, and Shloshim, everything winds down, because that's natural. Mashainkim, when it comes to Churban HaBayis, it's not something we've seen, it's very difficult, so we have to gear ourselves up, we slowly go high and high. So Rav Shach explained. So we're moving on to the Shaila that we've got in the three weeks, being precise, it's not actually 3 weeks.
It's 3 weeks
and 1 day, right? Just to be precise, people call it the 3 weeks. It's 3 weeks plus 1 day, because if Shavuos v'Tammuz, yeah, just made the cheshbon, it's 21 days. It's 20, it ends up being 22 days. You can say it's the same day, Tisha B'Av and Shavuos v'Tammuz the same day. So it overlaps by 1 day. To be precise, it's 22 days. Okay, moving on to the Shaila. People have the Shailas now the whole time. We're living in a world where things are bought easily. With a click of a button, you can have convenience. And people want to know, can they schedule an installment of air conditioning in tomorrow? When obviously not today, temperatures where it's a Efshe is considered a Torah without any Shaila. But it comes to a normal day tomorrow, next week, it's a normal day, so hopefully it's better for normal days. The Shaila is, when it comes to these sort of luxuries, where 30 years ago they would call it a luxury, a person wants to, he's got an eye on a certain laptop, he's got an eye on a car. Is there anything stopping a person? He's got a schmuck to buy a nice car. Is there anything stopping you in the 3 weeks, not talking about the 9 days, talking about 3 weeks before Rosh Chodesh? Let's say a person his wife's telling him, we need to paint the house, we need to paint the room. Is there any problem? Oh, very good. Shachri always plays a big role in the Shaila. Is there any problem in asking and instructing a person to come and paint one of the bedrooms, one of the dining rooms? Where are we holding? So, and one final point is, when it comes to the Mishnah Berurah already discusses, buying a suit, someone wants someone to know, can you buy a suit before Shabbos, before this week, tomorrow he wants to go and buy a suit, a brand new suit, a nice suit, and he wants to wear it for Shabbos. His wife told him, the old suit is not Megeah, it's completely battered, you've got to get a new one. He wants to go tomorrow, whatever, and the next day he wants to buy a suit and he wants to wear it for Shabbos. How do we deal with all these shailas? The same sort of shaila where you're purchasing something which is quite exciting, it's quite a schmuck, And Lemasa, the Mishnah Berurah, I haven't got a Chelik Vav. Is a Chelik, sorry, I'm sorry to trouble you. Is a Chelik Vav, a Chelik Vav. The Lemasa is a very choshev yediyah. Shkoyach, thank you very much. A very choshev yediyah. The Mishnah Berurah, you should know, Mishnah Berurah, the way he deals with the Shaila, the Mishnah Berurah's opinion is that the only problem is a Shech Hayom. Shulchanach state in the 3 weeks, Toiv not to make the Brach of Shech Hayom, v'kiyamon, v'giyona, lazman hazeh. Because it's a pasnish, yes, Baruch Hashem, we're up to this time. It's a pasnish, the loshon is a pasnish. It's a time of peronis, it's a pasnish to say that loshon. Mishnah Berurah understands what happens if you have a type of garment where you don't make a bracha shechiyonah, it's not so choshev. Or even if it's choshev, nowadays a lot of people don't bother making a shechiyonah because it's so common. Yes, you have to stick to what you're knowing in your family. Oh, but let's say you don't make a bracha shechiyonah on your suit. According to Mishnah Berurah, however choshev the beggar is, his whole concern was only about Shachiyonah. If you have a way of avoiding Shachiyonah, either you don't say it, or you wear it for Shabbos, which the Mishnah Berurah holds that you can make a Shachiyonah on Shabbos. Very interesting opinion Mishnah Berurah held, although Shulchan Aruch says you can't make a Shachiyonah in the 3 weeks. Zot Mishnah Berurah, I'm making it on Shabbos. They go on anyway, it's called Shulchan Aruch, and Batsir of some shittas hold that you can make a Shachiyonah on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah's got no problem about making a Shachiyonah on Shabbos. So Mishnah Berurah Garet, the person can really buy a suit before Rosh Chodesh, and as long as he avoids the shadow of Shachiyonu, that says he wears on Shabbos, so he doesn't bechlal make Shachiyonus, the Mishnah Berurah is of the opinion that there's no problem. Now, after you finish the Mishnah Berurah, you're always left with some shitters that hold, it's a pastish to buy, it's still a pastish to buy and prava in the 3 weeks. This is always a problem when after you finish the Mishnah Berurah, the Maisa, this is very interesting. Here is where you have an interesting Eli Rabbah. The Eli Rabbah was of the opinion, even if you get around the Shechiyonu, you still can't buy and prava and wear a shmak and new suit. As always state in Eli Rabbah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you couldn't have put it better. On one line, Shatzion puts it, you couldn't have put it in a better way as the Mishnah Berurah put it. Bring the Mishnah Berurah over Eli Rabbah, mitzadad lahachmir, mishum shehitzimcha gadoila. We're talking about buying and wearing a suit in the 3 weeks when it's Shabbos, and if you avoided the Shechiyonu, Zot the Shatzion, right, the Eli Rabbah is machmir because of a different problem, because it's bringing a lot of joy, it's bringing a lot of geshmak. Zot, listen to how the Shatzion answers this. Ochin achai odom hetik, it doesn't have a problem. Ube emes, eini yoidea tamo Eli Rabbah. I don't understand the reasoning of the Eli Rabbah because of simcha, geshmak. In the Gemara it says, only b'shenechnas av m'mayetim b'simcha. But like koydom, you couldn't have put it better. The Mishnah Berurah's opinion is, let's get things straight. There's Shachiyonu, which is pasnish zom, the losh Shachiyonu. Then, you're tangering that I'm wearing a nice new suit and I'm buying in a primary. Zot the Mishnah Berurah, I don't understand, b'shenechnas av m'mayetim b'simcha, not before that. This is an eye-opener to many of these shailas about buying a car, buying a mazgan, to paint your house. Again, it brings an immense geschmack, and it's a very geschmacky thing to do. And the Mishnah Berurah was of the opinion that it's mutter to paint your house in the 3 weeks before Rosh Chodesh. And the Eli Rabbah, the funny thing is, the Eli Rabbah early on, as you've done it, he brings the Maril, Nochen lo letzai, Beisoy Koli Me'am Matzorim, and the Mishnah Berurah misses it out, he brings a second part. It's a very funny thing. So the Mishnah Berurah was very clearly of the opinion that we don't go with the Simcha Gedolah. The Simcha Gedolah Davzan the Ganze Yom. The whole Yoram Davzan Simcha. When the Gemara stops the Simcha, that's Mishnechas Av, Mamatim the Simcha. Now we can't take it away that Hergesh, there's a lot of shittas besides the Eli Rabbah, the Zoruch HaShulchan. But someone who has a clear, strong desire, him or his wife, or there's a strong, positive, they're very positive about buying a Mazgan. They got the right person that's happy to do it. It's not so easy to get the right person to do it. Or they want to buy a car, which is Negea. Or to paint a house is very difficult to say anything negative, given that the Mishnah Berurah is a very strong player. Again, the Falk always taught us when you have a Mishnah Berurah saying something, you need a lot of strong shitters to come against it. Not Stam, you know, as I. And the Mishnah Berurah clearly expressed his feelings, what he thought of the Eli Rabbah. If someone, let's say, has a desire, every day he has a nice ice lolly, he has a nice geschmacka ice cream. Right? So when it comes to the 3 weeks, is there any Indian to stop, to try and be mamayt? So you open the Mishnah Berurah, the Eli Rabbah Taka brings as other person also mentioned, try and be mamayt. But when you open the Mishnah Berurah, you don't find such a thing in Halacha. Mishnah Berurah is ab mamayt in the Simcha and on other. Someone told me, by mistake, booked to go to London, no, for Sunday. He didn't realize it was a fast day. He booked to go from Sunday till Monday. Right? Just a few days ago. So he wants to know, should he cancel or should he not cancel? He's ready. Everyone's ready. He's ready, even bought the food. He's bought everything. It's ready so late. And again, how should he deal with it? So first you have to know with Sakona. There's always an issue when it comes to 3 weeks. From Shabbat Vedan, Sakona is always an issue. Shabbat Shem Furish. Right at the end of someone talking about Aleph. Lo Yetze Yechidi. Be careful not to hit Talmidim. All the Sakona, they were very hesitant about doing things Mishum Sakona, going jet ski, things which involve a serious Sakona. Bungee jumping and these sort of things which involve sakona, that's definitely a problem in the 3 weeks. It's a chayil issue. In fact, some places didn't allow going swimming in the sea. Swimming, a lot of people have the shalik. Can they let the children go swimming? Can they themselves go swimming in the 3 weeks? That seems very different because the level of sakona in the normal swimming pool with the normal measures that they put in place for the health and safety is very difficult to call it a mokum sakona. Therefore, the place were okay with not regular swimming. Actually, Rav Moshe Sternberg brings in a sefer. I heard that some people say only if you go before Shabbat Matamas Vazeh. I've never heard it. Hasn't gone on the Kohen Halacha. I just saw him write. He had heard that some people say that you can only go in the 3 weeks So basically, swimming is definitely not considered. So I can't always have to deal with. But again, swimming is not considered. So
what about going to see it?
Yeah, see, some person were just practically speaking in Eretz Yisrael. The person in Eretz Yisrael was very scared about it. That's what should Sakona. You've got to make sure that if in the sea you've got the right health and safety measures in place, then it'll be okay. So it's just a practical thing with Sakona. You've got to be extra careful with Sakona. So, but besides with Sakona, unless you're just going to go up the Great Wall, he's going to take the train up, he's going to walk down, there's not much Sakona involved in there. I don't know, he's going to trip down the Great Orm, it's unlikely. So there's no Sakona, it's just pravering the Shmak and Teal. Again, Mishnah Berurah voices his opinion that the Simcha you don't find to be Mat. Having said that, if you look back in the postgame, the Stechemet, a long time ago, they quote a very interesting Takona they made. Osu Haskoma v'Takona v'Koyach Torah HaKadosh Hashem Yom Yud Zayin Tamos Tum Tisha B'Av. No person should go touring the tail, beginois or paradosis, vas fasayom, vahanor. Again, you're always going to find that Makori, a shitter that says something, you'll always find it. But again, if you want to feel comfortable that, and you've got an agenda already setting, and it's clear that you've got a Mishnah Berurah, which is very clear that when it comes to sakona, yes, you've got to deal with it. It has to make sure it's not a sakona. But when you have other things which come up, which are geshmak, he wants to go with his son, he wants to go to the Landugno, that's already happened, it's very, very, the very shver is have to come along with the things which are not bought in the postgame, that's something to consider. Sorry? Exactly, they go on holidays.
Even
Okay, I'll take your point, we'll move on to the next one. Okay, so you know, not much of a shayla.
Next one.
What would he say to this one? Because someone told me that he wants fitted cupboards put in a few rooms in the study, and he wants it fitted cupboards in one of the bedrooms. It's a nightmare getting someone there. To get the good ones, it takes a long time to find a good person which is going to come show up on time with the fitted cupboards. You're at the mercy of what the times he says to you, right? He says that, someone told me he's been papering the cupboard fitter, so please come and fit his cupboards. The mindset has been pushing off and pushing off, and it looks like now he's got time in the 9 days. So, what would you say? Can he have his cupboards fit in the 9 days?
Yes,
now we're moving on. Ready next week after Rosh Chodesh, he's got time the week after. So we're moving on. So before Pasnish, even without that, Rav Moshe Feinstein's got a tshuva to his son, Rav David, and there, Mamash is Shaila. And Rav Moshe's got a tshuva to get Chiddush. Because we know in the 9 days, you can't wear a new beged. So the Moshe understands, you can't wear a new beged, even if it's washed, it's already shy, you've got to make sure that it's been worn already, all that. You can't wear a new beged, okay, so I'm not wearing a sramshrak, okay? Oh, but the nice thing, Moshe says, a very interesting notion, he said, Moshe's got a chiddush, he wants the time that placing it, bringing it into the house, and having something fitted into your house, is like levisha. He's talking about having fitted covers put inside your house. But what's the shayla? It's a stain Shulchan Aruch, you can't wear a new beged, you can't even a wash beged. But where's the stain Shulchan Aruch, you can't put something in some sforim shrimps? Rav Moshe understood that by having it put in your house is like a levisha, and he wanted to say that's going to be a problem.
And if you start it before you drag it into it, you can finish it.
So that already, the Mishnah Berurah, that's the Eliyahu that the Mishnah Berurah was quoting, that once he started before and you can't push him to do it later, that's already, that's the Eliyahu, the last bit of the Eliyahu, which the Mishnah Berurah missed out the first bit. The rabbi says you shouldn't paint your house throughout the 3 weeks. That Mishabug missed out, and he takes the last bit. So it's quite clear Mishabug that they agree with that. What would you say to the Shaila where someone turns 70, the age of 70, the Shaitan Shuvas Chavis Yoy, Simon, guess which Simon?
70.
Ayan. Yeah, Simon Ayan. He's got a Shuvah Chavis Yoy, I just checked out now, very interesting Shuvah. He wants to tell you that someone who turns 70 is on Machana Brocha Shech, Yonah Vikimon, Yonah Azmanazer, after all, 70, it's a nice age. And Zot the Chavis Yoy, he should make a Brocha. And they say that the Chavis Chaim made the Brocha when he turned 70. He lived very old, but when he turned 70, he made the Shech Yonu, if needs a leader.
Even today.
So now the Primi Godom says, Shtetlish in Gemara, such a thing. The Gemara doesn't recall such a Shech Yonu. So Primi Godom in Hilchos Pesach, believe it or not, Primi Godom says that we don't make a Shech Yonu when a person turns 70. Nishkadat to make a bracha, Safra bracha is the Hakel. The Minig, a lot of people are Minig, is that when they turn 70, then they get hold of a peiri or a new beged which they can make a shachiyanu, and they make a shachiyanu on the peiri, or they make a brach on the shach on the beged, and they have kavona that shapata the shita of the chavis yoye that holds that you make a shachiyanu. I mean, you got to get it right the first time because you don't get a chance another 70 years to make a shachiyanu. Then going to sun, what happens? Someone told me he's turning seventy this week, next week, in the 3 weeks. Right? Shachonot shnei toivli zoye not to make a shachiyanu. You shouldn't make a Shech Yonu in the... You shouldn't make a Brach of Shech Yonu in 3 weeks. What would you advise? Like he always had the minik. He wants to go ahead and buy a new beged. He wants to buy something new in order to make a Shech Yonu. Now, he could wait for Shabbos, but then Shabbos is already 70 last full days. Whatever it is, I don't know what he told him. He didn't tell me when his birthday is, but the Shaila is, what should he do about Shech Yonu? Rav Nissen Karelitz points out that just because he's 70 years and 3 days, the simcha doesn't go less, it only goes more. But say, when he's 70, but every day after 70 is a nacha Shech Yonu, Victor Miller always says about it, Chazan has to go for sugar after reaching such an age, each and every day. So he's saying, Be'etzem, the Shech Yonu doesn't get lost. So if a person can't make a Shech Yonu before Shabbos, Mishaburu Shleit to wait till, so Mishaburu says that on Shabbos he can make a Shech Yonu. Again, I'm sure for Noah Shleit, he shouldn't make a Shech Yonu b'chlal. The Gaon is already choylik on the Shulchan Aruch, and even according to the Shulchan Aruch, some hold that you can make Shech Yonu on Shabbos. So Mr. Karela says, Pasha, what you should do simple later is to take on that you should that they should take a beged, and then you should keep it for Shabbos. And when it comes to Shabbos, then you make a
Shech Yonu. Not just a Shech Yonu, with something else.
Yeah, you would anyway have to do that because you anyway would be able to make a Shech Yonu stamp on coming Higiyah and Shivim. So therefore, wait till Shabbos, and then Shabbos you make a Shech Yonu.
Sure. Sure. Sure.